This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Just confirmed moments ago, I'll be on Steve Bannon's show tomorrow. If you're fans of the War Room, I'll be on Steve's show tomorrow. I'm just not clear whether it's a taping or whether it's live. I'm not quite sure, but I will be on the show tomorrow to talk about the new anti-Semitism by Democrats, the hatred of Jews, the hatred of Israel, the love of Palestinians. I'll be on tomorrow with Steve Bannon on the War Room to talk about that. I just don't know what time it actually airs. When I'm doing it, I'm assuming it is probably taped, so maybe it'll air later that day tomorrow, or maybe it'll air Wednesday, I don't know. Later on this week, I have President Trump as a guest, 30-minute sit-down interview. We'll bring it all to you. And you know, it's important to know how liberals think. They're sick in the head in so many ways. And I'm on this liberal text group, and I've told you this 4 years now, that I get texts all day long from liberal groups that are basically claiming to represent the Democrat Party of Nevada, and I'm sure all of their groups are paid for by George Soros and his special interest PACs. And the things they say are so amazing. So amazing. So, first of all, there's one I got earlier today that says, remember to double mask if possible. This is hilarious. You know, I'm out and about. There's nobody wearing a mask anymore. And those who do look like idiots. Remember to double mask if possible. You know, all the people that walk around, 90% of Vegas is walking around with no mask and they all look normal again. We look like people again. And then there's 10%, that must be the liberals, and they're walking around with these ugly things over their face that hide their entire face, and their eyes look scared. They look like deer in the headlights, and you can't even tell what they look like. It's just so scary. I've always hated masks. They look like a bunch of bank robbers, or it looks like we're living in a Muslim nation. It's such a joke. And now they're saying, remember, double mask if possible. Nobody's wearing a mask anymore, you idiots! Maintain 6 foot distance, and this is the funny one, really funny, and quarantine if exposed to someone outside your social circle. What the F are you talking about? You live in a different world than me. You live in a different world than us. Are you actually telling me to double mask, stay 6 feet away from everybody, and any time I come into contact with someone who isn't wearing a mask outside my social circle, meaning I don't know them, I've got a quarantine. That is hilarious. In the last year, I almost have never worn a mask. I've worn a shield a couple times, but almost never, ever a mask. Ever, for more than like a minute. Just to walk in a store or walk in a restaurant, I take it off the minute I get inside, and I take it off the minute I get outside. But almost never wore a mask, never social distance, and always met people outside my social circle. I had 100 business meetings in the last year, at least 100. COVID has been around for like a year and 3 months. So you're talking about 15 months. So let's figure I do 2 business meetings a week. That's 8 a month. But let's round it out to 10 a month. So I did 150 minimum business meetings or so in the last year of COVID. Always with strangers outside my social circle. Never wore a mask, and I'm alive to talk about it. Never got sick, never got COVID, never got a sniffle. And never stayed 6 feet away from them. And had 3 major rallies to support Donald Trump and also to reopen the Nevada economy. Thousands of people at each, as many as 10,000 at one of them. The other one, I think, about 8,000. The other one, about 3,000 or 4,000. And all of them were Wayne Root fans, and I tried to shake every single hand. And I never wore a mask once because I was outdoors. Because I knew then, long before now, before studies have now come out and backed me up, that you never, ever, ever needed a mask outdoors. Ever. Ever, ever needed a mask outdoors. There is no transmission of germs outdoors. And there's no fear of meeting a person who has COVID as long as you're meeting them for a few minutes or a few seconds. There's the chance of you getting COVID are infinitesimal, especially outdoors. But even indoors, just shaking hands with someone and saying hi and talking to them for like 30 seconds, you don't get COVID. You get COVID when you're with someone for a long period of time. As an example, a doctor or nurse in a hospital indoors around lots of COVID patients, absolutely the air is filled with COVID. They absolutely should wear a mask. They absolutely should mask up. And they absolutely face getting COVID if their eyes aren't covered, their ears aren't covered, their nose isn't covered. You got to cover everything in a COVID ward in a hospital indoors. Sure. But meeting someone for a second, even if they have COVID, the odds of you getting it are almost zero. And meeting somebody outdoors, with or without COVID, infinitesimal, no need to wear a mask. So I never wore double masks. I never wore a mask. I never was 6 feet away. And everyone I met was outside my social circle for the last year and a half. Lots of business meetings. Lots of people I'm doing business with now. Lots of people that are advertising on my show. Lots of people who wanted to show their support of President Trump. And I'm alive and well without any of this stupid bullspit. I wish this was my podcast, because then I could say the real word. Bullsh, you know what. But then the next thing they said, which just came in moments ago, are you ready? This is from a very liberal texting group. Are you ready? Soon, vaccine passports will be mandatory to travel on a plane, take a cruise, go to work, and shop at a store. We are here to help answer questions and clear confusion. Get yours today and avoid the rush. Hashtag get vaxxed, hashtag safe Nevada. These liberals are crazy, and they're sick in the head, and they're insane, and they're really just effed up people. Because they're telling you they're desperate to want vaccine passports, which destroys the United States Constitution, destroys HIPAA and constitutionality. There is no constitution anywhere in the United States Constitution does it say that you have a right to ask me my health issues and ban me from doing anything if I don't get the same vaccine that you have if I don't want the vaccine. I don't want to inject poison in my body, and you're going to tell me I can't go shopping anymore. That's number one. And number two, these are the same people that freak out over voter ID, freak out over the idea that once every 2 or 4 years, you might actually ask someone to show ID before you allow them to vote to prove they're legitimate and not a fraud and that they're not stealing elections. They freak out over that. It's un-American to ask every 2 years or every 4 years for a second to flash your driver's license. That's too much to ask. As a matter of fact, they say black people can't do that. I mean, this is the way liberals think. Black people are just incompetent, I guess. They must think black people are dumb and incompetent and don't have the IQ to manage to get an ID. Even though pretty much everybody in the Democrat Party is on welfare or food stamps, and they all go pick it up with ID. So it's an incredible lie, and it's an incredible lie to ever say that black people aren't smart enough to get ID. They can't manage it. They're too poor, too stupid. What an incredible lie. What an offensive thing to say or think. What a terrible thing to say or think about a race of people because of the color of their skin. Democrats are the biggest racists ever. But also, let's get back to my main point. It's horrible and it's wrong and it's Nazi Gestapo-like to ask someone for ID once every 4 years for a minute. For a second to flash it. Every 4 years once. But to ask someone for their papers, whether they got their vaccine or not, every second of every day, whether you go to the movies, whether you go to the deli, whether you go to the bodega, whether you go to a concert, whether you go to the Vegas Strip, whether you go to a restaurant, every second of supermarket, every second of every day, they want you to be asked for papers, but not every 4 years once, because that's racist. This is the Democrat Party. These are the people that run the Democrat Party. Isn't it amazing? Just amazing. That's what they're saying on these sites. And I just want to see if there's some other incredible things that I could tell you about. I mean, most of it is in Spanish, which just goes to show you that, that this is aimed at illegal aliens. Everything's in a foreign language, and I have to put it on Google Translation, and it tells me what it says in English. But it's really just amazing. The things they say on here, you can't believe it. I mean, basically, they said we should just shut down the entire Nevada now. Shut it down. You've got to shut it down. We shouldn't be making any money. None of us should be in business anymore because, like, eight people have COVID. Eight people have the flu, so you can't be in business anymore. And then, of course, they want to put Trump in jail. They want him to be arrested, arrest warrants and bail to be sought for Don Jr. and Eric. These are all the things they're writing about. Trump has to go to prison. He's going to go to prison. We want him to go to prison. We want him to be extradited in leg irons. I mean, this is the stuff that they talk about. This is what they talk about. They're all sick in the head, vicious people. And maybe I'll make that my commentary for this week. That the kinds of things that they say on this liberal text are so amazing that Nevada should be closed down because like six people got COVID yesterday. So let's reclose Nevada. Let's demand double masks. Let's get vaccine passports. Let's close all the businesses, lockdown. Let's lock you in your house. And let's make sure everyone has to get vaccinated, whether they like it or not, whether they need it or not. Children who have zero chance of ever dying, it's simply a little flu or a little cold, they have to face the risk of a vaccine that could kill them, even though they can never be killed from COVID. This is how liberals think. It's amazing. And it's just sad. And then, of course, you know, no voter ID. But you can ask for a vaccine passport every second of every day. I've always laughed because it's so often that I go buy something in Las Vegas and the girl behind the counter that's ringing up my sale is clearly Hispanic and speaks with broken English. And so you could almost bet they're an illegal alien. And they're asking me for ID for like a $3 bottle of water if I'm using a credit card. Okay, I've got to show ID to buy a $3 bottle of water. But if I ask them for ID to vote, the most sacred thing in America, I'm a racist. Now you're going to have that same girl who's probably an illegal alien behind the counter or a hostess at a restaurant. She's going to be asking me for a vaccine passport. She's illegal. You can't ask her for her papers or you're a racist. But she's going to ask me for my papers to be allowed to walk in a restaurant and the privilege of spending my money in their restaurant. Go screw yourself. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
You can hear that is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on it.
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Make no mistake, inflation is here. Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year-to-date, and most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked. Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed-income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Got to know.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this segment sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 a month. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. Best decision I ever made. It is not health insurance. It is an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. So you choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things that you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. That's right, $1.2 billion with a B. And second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved well over $120,000 in the last 6 years. About $20,000 a year for 6 years in premiums. But that's assuming my premiums stayed the same with Aetna. They were $2,000 a month 6 years ago. You don't think now they'd be $3,000 a month? So I might have saved as much as $150,000, $180,000, $200,000. But let's just assume $120,000. Could you use an extra $120,000 in your bank? You get the same rate as me. It's not based on your income. It's not based on your job. It's not based on your race, sex, or religion. Everybody gets the same rate. So everybody listening right now would have saved $120,000 in the last 6 years if you had the same health insurance costs as me. In other words, you know, I had $2,000 a month at Aetna. So I don't know what you have, but if you had 4 kids like I did and a husband and a wife and a family, then you would have saved, you would have been charged $2,000 a month. You would have saved $120,000 over the last 6 years, too. To find out more about your health sharing options with Liberty, call 855-58-LIBERTY. It's Liberty HealthShare, 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. So I started to tell you in hour one about all the voter fraud going on. I never really got to it. New Hampshire election auditors find ballot fold issue. Auditors for the 2020 election investigation being carried out in Windham, New Hampshire, are saying some of their latest findings are large enough to account for discrepancies in the election results, meaning it's enough fake ballots that Trump would have won New Hampshire. Auditors said they found experimental confirmation that if the contest undervoted, a fold through a vote target can create a vote. Something we strongly suspect at this juncture, based on various evidence, is that in some cases, fold lines are being interpreted by the scanners as valid votes, said a member of the audit team. Another auditor said on Twitter, testing proved folded ballots were misinterpreted by the machines. Test decks prove that foldings across a vote target is misinterpreted as additional phantom votes or subtracts votes due to false overvotes. Windham's four state representative seats were all won by Republicans on election night. Well, that's good. But the presidential election was not an item for this audit. Democrat candidate Christy St. Laurent, who lost by 24 votes, requested an audit, claiming the machines were improperly programmed. And as a result, New Hampshire's Governor Chris Sununu signed a bill last month that gave authorization for forensic analysis and a comprehensive recount of the 2020 election votes in Windham related to optical scanning AccuVote machines. An automatic recount was done, resulting in St. Laurent losing 99 more votes. Meanwhile, four Republicans each gained 300 votes each. The audit team said more issues could be involved besides folded ballots being misinterpreted. The fold effect is large enough to account for discrepancies, but that might not be all that's going on. 75 folded ballots voted straight Republican. Only 48 votes recorded for them. Folds generated overvotes. This is a machine used on Election Day for most absentee ballots. Another machine was found to have an even more dramatic problem by the auditors, who said only 28% of the votes for Republican candidates were counted. So here's my point. Every time there's an error, it's always in favor of Democrats. Do you understand that? How is that possible that every single time there's an error, it's in favor of Democrats? You know what that's like? Democrats love to talk about racism. There's a speed trap, and the highway patrol is waiting on the side of the road, or the regular police in your community is waiting on the side of the road. And every single person they pulled over for the last month is black. Would you say something's wrong? Would you say they're targeting black people? Would you say that can't be a coincidence they pulled over 800 people in a month and all 800 are black and they gave them all tickets? Maybe they pulled over two white people and 800 black people, but the two white people, they let them go, and the 800 black people, they all got tickets? Would you say that's a little bit more than a coincidence, that the police are racist and they're targeting black people? Of course you would say that. So when every time you hear about a voter discrepancy, all the votes go to Biden and none of the votes go to Trump, do you understand that means the election was crooked? That it's not a coincidence? There's no such thing that every single time something's wrong and votes aren't counted, they're Republican votes, and every time they're double counted, they're Democrat votes? It's absurd. Just like an election night, five states stopped counting and four of them came back and said Trump had a big lead, but Biden now won the election. What a coincidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Progress is being made on a police reform bill Congress is currently negotiating. In a statement from South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott, Democratic Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, and California Congresswoman Karen Bass, the lawmakers said differences on key issues still remain. Tempers continue to flare in the Senate over confirmation hearings as a vote is expected later this week over President Biden's nomination of Kristen Clark for Assistant Attorney General. Clark would run the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division if she's confirmed. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell says Clark has an extremist view.
I have a long history of statements that place the nominee on, frankly, the far-left fringe of the political spectrum.
Democrats accusing Republicans of initiating a vicious smear campaign against Clark. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, I've had about 10 different people send me emails and texts saying that a plane crashed in Las Vegas, a military jet from Nelson. I hope it's not. I pray it's not. And then I looked it up at the RJ, the local Las Vegas newspaper, the Las Vegas Review Journal. We call it the RJ. And their claim is that, you know, so far no injuries reported, that the owner of the home where it crashed answered the phone and said it's a mess here, but everybody's alive and everybody's okay. So hopefully that's true. Even the pilot, I hope that to be true, but that would worry me the most. Can you crash an airplane into a residential neighborhood and live? I have no idea how that would happen, but you never know. Maybe he made an emergency landing and he went into a house or something, but the plane stayed upright. I don't know. So maybe the pilot's alive as well. But we'll keep you updated if you're listening from our Vegas affiliate, KPET. We'll keep you updated. You have a quick update? You want to just give it on the air, Chris?
Yeah. So this coming from Fox Local there, KVVU. Students have been dismissed from, so any parents listening with students at the Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School there in North Las Vegas, students have been dismissed from shelter in place, which is a signal that the situation has been contained. So good news on that front also.
All right, so hopefully they talk in fancy language, situation has been contained. Hopefully what that means is nobody's life is in danger and everything's okay. I hope that's what that means. All right, we got a local Vegas guy on right now, even though his topics are of national importance, and that's why we bring him on, Dr. Robert Odell, who's the owner and medical director of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America, located in Vegas on West Sahara, and of course he's also got some in Tennessee. Contact him at 702-257-PAIN. 702-257-PAIN, 702-257-7246, or visit them online at nvpainrelief.com. Dr. Robert Odell, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm doing great. How are you?
Look, I'm personally good. Like you say I'm doing great. I'm doing great. But I think, you know, the country's not doing well. And I think we're maybe on our last legs. It's very bad.
Biden's
doing a very bad job. Yeah.
I stopped watching Fox in November. Yeah.
They're terrible. No, they're terrible. There's nothing to watch anymore for conservatives. It's very terrible. But more importantly is what's happening. The results of what's happening in the country are more important than Fox reporting them fairly or an angle we don't like. It's just that what's happening is very, very bad in the long run for our economy and capitalism and racism in America and the divisions and civil war could be coming. And there's a lot of bad possibilities in the very near future because of this moron Biden, who does not even know how to speak or think anymore. So who knows? My guess is he's a puppet. He's not the one passing any of these laws. But look, I bring you in for medical issues, so let's keep you on track for the issues that matter here for my audience, because we have a lot of people who have pain issues and a lot of people who need good doctors and need good medical advice and want to hear about health care in America. So let's start with Nevada's Democrat-controlled legislature now working on a bill to create government-run health insurance plan in the state of Nevada. What does that sound like to you, Dr. Odell?
Sounds like socialized medicine. It's absolutely ridiculous. Most people are eligible for Medicaid. That's all I have to do is sign up for Medicaid. In the state of Washington, I think they tried this. Only 1,900 people signed up. If they can't, don't sign up for Medicaid, why would they sign up for this? It's ridiculous. All it would do is decrease the cost to the hospitals and, heaven forbid, to us, the providers, because we'd be required to take these patients. Don't get me wrong, Wayne. I treat people for free all the time. In fact, I have a rule. If I see a patient in the field outside and I say, come to my clinic, and insurance doesn't match, I do it for free. I cured a lady's low back pain. She's on a walker. I got her off the walker that way. That's my attitude. And I know a lot of my colleagues do feel that way. But that's our choice, not some doggone clipboard lady in the government. Yeah.
Well, I guess here's my question as a non-medical guy. I guess I just don't get it. We've now got Obamacare from the federal government. Anybody can join it. Matter of fact, there are hundreds of thousands of people on it in Nevada. So if you have already free health care or very cheap, reduced, subsidized health care called Obamacare that anybody can get in all 50 states. Why would Nevada need its own Obamacare exchange if there already is one on the federal level? I don't even understand why you would pick the Nevada one. Am I wrong about that? I don't get it.
No, I get it. It's called creep. Little by little, they're chipping away at our freedoms. Oh, by the way, where can I get my COVID passport? Because I've been vaccinated. I heard I listened to your show on the way home from work.
I'm not a fan of the COVID passports. I hope there's never a COVID passport, right?
No, what a joke. Yeah, really.
And I have no problem with the choice of getting vaccinated. Some will get, some won't. But, here, let me ask you this medical question. It's not on our list we were going to discuss, but, you know, HIPAA, the whole point of HIPAA is my medical situation is private. It's no one's business to ever ask me questions, personal questions. Hey, do you have cancer? Do you have heart disease? Do you have diabetes? Hey, do you have venereal disease? You know, do you have gonorrhea? In America, that's all private information. So how come the vaccine passport is okay to ask me questions? That's my personal information. I'm never going to give it.
No, I agree. I mean, you're speaking to the choir. I have some issues with HIPAA, with everything that's caused, but that's another issue. You know, HIPAA came about because some people were stealing Medicaid information and falsely using it for claims in the city of Washington, D.C., and this cost the country billions. But, again, that's not the subject of today's talk. I mean, it's a shame. But, yes, personal information should be kept private. I'm kind of an open person. I really could care less. But I do understand other people are different, and I do respect, you know, the law because it is the law. And I think you're absolutely right. Putting on a passport is utter nonsense. Of course, I don't need to show my ID when I vote, right? What a joke.
Yeah, and I just decided, the next time someone asks me, have you gotten your vaccine, or do you have your vaccine passport, I'm going to answer, do you have gonorrhea? Let's see what their response will be. It's the same. I'm asking you private information. Do you have gonorrhea? Do you have venereal disease? Did you ever have it? As soon as you tell me that, I'll tell you if I got my vaccine.
I like that. That's new material for me. I like that.
Yeah, Is that a title for a column? Do you have gonorrhea?
Not recently. I disagree with you about the vaccine, but hell, it's the United States. That's okay.
Right.
We do what you want.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine, yeah. It's cool.
You know, herd immunity will take care of us.
Well, listen, if you and I disagree on the vaccine, but I'll bet we don't disagree on everything on the vaccine. You took it, right? And you believe that the vaccine's okay. But don't you think it's a terribly ridiculous and expensive and unnecessary risk for anybody who's a kid under the age of 12? They're never going to die from COVID. There's no reason to vaccinate children, even if you think that older people should absolutely be vaccinated. All the death is people over the age of 75,
no,
and then
I
a little bit over the age of 50.
Yeah, I heard you on Sunday, I think, one of the repeats, and it made absolute sense. Yeah.
Right. So I have no problem with that. That's fine. I'm fairly moderate on the issue.
No.
I'm not anti-vax, but I do think this vaccine has some risks, and I just think everyone should be told about it. That's all I say. Everyone should know going in, and they should have a right to take it or not. All right. Let's talk about the opioid crisis. That's the main reason I had you on. The opioid crisis affecting this country. More people are dying from prescription and illegal drugs than are dying in highway deaths. And yet, and because of the pendulum, because people are so scared of opioid and legislation about it, it swung against legitimate opioid prescribing. And you as a doctor have a problem with that, correct?
I do. Highway deaths have had a downward trend in the last 20 years because of better engineering, enforcement of seatbelt laws, and enforcement of DUIs. And that makes sense. But the pendulum has swung way too far. I spent over 8 hours yesterday responding to a medical board in another state, which I won't mention, where they're trying to take a very good practitioner's license away. It's absolutely wrong. He's been taking care of people that have on large doses of opioids. But if I went over some of the things that were wrong with these people, you would all be aghast. Neurofibromatosis, which means every time you get a tumor on your body, it hurts like heck. And just all these people do need the opioids. What I want to tell the listeners, though, is whoever is taking care of you, wherever part of the country you are, there is a place for the opioids. If you have an acute problem, if the doctor is trying to treat you and get you better, I give them opioids if they need it. We start slow, and we start low, and we go slow. Tramadol's first. hydrocodone or oxycodone, 5 milligrams. There's nothing wrong with that. Opioids are a temporary system, and the clipboard ladies have just gone way, way too far. These medical boards, you know, they just think they have so much power over you. I've actually had the honor of testifying in federal court for the DEA against people who really should be put in jail. I've also working for several leading law firms that have got a lot of people off, because I can tell when I look at the chart, even though the chart's a little sterile, that these people are trying to do the right thing. It's a real, real big question. There's many, many layers of appropriate prescribing. But, you know, the only reason somebody should go to jail is if they're a drug trafficker, and you can usually tell. We have multiple alternative treatments that could be considered, you know, over, and we can talk about them over the weeks to educate the audience. You can live without pain without the need for medication. And we can go over those topics at some other time. But if you need them temporarily, it's okay.
Yeah, when you need them, you got to take them. There's no question about it. And the pendulum has swung too far. Dr. Robert O'Dell, the music's on. Next time you come on, let's talk about what those alternative therapies are. I know two of them you wanted to talk about today, but we've kind of run out of time. But you wanted to talk about CBD and curcumin, a natural anti-inflammatory. We'll talk about those next time, because many people in my audience suffer from pain and are over the age of 50, and they need to hear the informative information you give. Dr. Robert O'Dell, owner, medical director of Neuropathy and Pain Centers of America. Call them at 702-257-PAIN or visit them at nvpainrelief.com. Thank you, Dr. O'Dell.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best war truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Well, I guess I'll fill in for a couple seconds before Wayne decides to join us.
Real quick,
we have an update on the situation out there by Nellis Air Force Base. According to the Clark County Fire Department, the pilot of the aircraft has passed.
But as I said, how would you expect a plane to crash and the pilot makes it? I mean, you know, I think we're very lucky if people on the ground weren't killed crashing into a residential area. All right, again, not a local show. It's not a Vegas show, but as something develops in Vegas, we like to talk about it because we have so many Vegas listeners. And we have lots of national listeners who, you know, care about Las Vegas. Vegas is America's town, you know. So I talk about Vegas probably more than any other city in America because I'm here and we have so many listeners and also because so many of you visit here. I just spent a week entertaining all my buddies here in Vegas. I had three business partners who came in with their girlfriends and fiancés and wives and blah, blah, blah. And everybody was so excited. They had not been to Vegas in 20 or 30 years. One of them had never been to Vegas in her life. And I spent, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, wining, dining, hosting, and taking them around Vegas. And they just loved it. And they said they want to come back. One of them's coming back next month to get married. And the rest of them said, please invite us to come back soon. We want to come back soon. And so, you know, it's just America's town. Everybody loves Vegas. So what happens here tends to happen everywhere, you know. What's that famous Vegas ad? What happens here stays here? It's not true. What happens here, everybody wants to know about and is probably going to happen near you. So I like to tell people about political developments in Vegas and stories in Vegas. And that's, you know, just the way it is. We love Vegas. And I know you do, too. Sons of Liberty CBD, and unfortunately we've got a liberal governor who almost ruined Las Vegas, but did not, in the end, did not ruin Las Vegas because I think, you know, as I said before on the show, the casino owners had their boot on his neck. You know, even if they're Republican and he's liberal, it doesn't matter. They still are so important to the economy of Vegas and to the sales tax revenues of Vegas and to the business taxes of Vegas that the casino gambling taxes of Vegas, which pay for everything, that the governor has no choice but to listen to them here more than any other state. And that's why the governor is just as liberal as the idiots who run California, the idiots who run Michigan, the idiots who run Illinois, the idiots who run New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Massachusetts. And yet he couldn't completely lock us down or close our economy because the casino owners were probably telling him, we're going to bury you in the desert. And I kid you not, you know, we'll take you out there and bury you. And so I say that kind of facetiously, but I'm sure they gave a very good warning that you're never going to get another contribution the rest of your life from any of us, and there will be no taxes, and the state will go down, and if the casinos go down, you're going down. So he couldn't lock us down completely. Thank God. So Vegas stayed pretty much open other than for 2 months, you know, in late March and April and May of 2020, Vegas was closed. The Strip was abandoned. It looked like the scariest thing you've ever seen. But other than that, these other places have been closed for a year. We were wide open starting on June 1st of 2020. We've been open ever since. I've been out to eat every night ever since. And so the reality is that Vegas could not be closed the way the other states were because California has, you know, thousands of businesses, and Vegas has really one business, the casino business. So everybody complains about it, but thank God we have one dominant business because I'm telling you, the owners of those casinos called the governor, and I'm sure even if they're Republicans, they all gave him lots of money in his campaign. They probably give to both sides, and they told him, you're never getting money again, and he just could not lock us down for long periods of time, or it would have been the end of his career. So that's the reason Vegas stayed open and America's favorite city did not go the way of, you know, high button shoes and disappear and shrink into the desert and disappear, you know, burned to death by the sun. We survived and the crowds are huge now. And like I said, I went out to dinner on the Strip with my friends and business partners Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then had a major party last night, Sunday, for this wonderful woman who turned 92 years old. That's a fan of my show and a fan of mine. And a happy birthday, Evelyn. What a wonderful woman. 92, in great shape, looks great, sounds great, gave a great speech. She was 72. She's 92. You might even think she's 62. She looks 62 to 65, say, and she's 92 years old and went to her birthday party last night. And I'm telling you, the town is hopping. The town is jammed. There's nowhere to park. There isn't a space in, you know, in 10-level parking garages. There are no spaces. This town is jammed. So, you know, as much as you liberals tried, you couldn't kill Las Vegas. Vegas is the all-American story, and it just would not go down. Would not go down. So that's the Vegas story. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty, CBD. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year. Forget about 92. I'm 60, and working out when you're 60 as hard as I do will cause serious aches and pains. And I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl MVP. Keep the music low, Chris, because I want to make sure we get a good promotion in for Sons of Liberty, who literally are such wonderful sponsors of the show and send me lots of great products so that I can use them after I work out. Jay Schrader is the Super Bowl champion, former Raiders quarterback, who tipped me off about Sons of Liberty CBD. He uses it, and he loves it. He's got all those football injuries, and he just got rid of the pain with sonsoflibertycbd.com. And he said anyone over the age of 50 should try this stuff, and I did, and there's no more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. This is the highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American-made. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. So go to sonsoflibertycbd.com, use the code WAR15, and get up to 25% off. Thank you, sonsoflibertycbd.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Five.